Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Just constantly chasing after something, never quite feeling fulfilled? You know that feeling when your mind's racing? Thoughts are bouncing off the walls like ping pong balls, and you just can't seem to find a moment of peace. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into mindfulness and meditation, two power moves that can help you reclaim your calm and take back control. Because let's face it, in this fast-paced world, finding stillness is more valuable than gold. Think of mindfulness as becoming a conscious observer of your own thoughts and feelings, like watching a movie without getting sucked into the plot. It's about noticing things without judgment, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, even the annoying itch you can't scratch. Meditation is like hitting the pause button on that mental chatterbox. It's a practice that trains your brain to focus and be present in the moment. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, meditation? Isn't that just sitting cross-legged chanting Aum all day? Hold up. Meditation can take many forms, guided meditations, walking meditations, even mindful eating. It's about finding what works for you. And the benefits? They're real and tangible. Studies show that mindfulness and meditation can reduce stress, improve focus, boost emotional regulation, and even increase compassion. Think of it as a mental workout for your brain. The more you practice, the stronger your ability to stay grounded and calm in the midst of chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to power up your mindfulness and meditation game. 1. Start small. You don't need to meditate for an hour every day. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. Think of it like building muscle you wouldn't expect to bench press a car on your first day at the gym, right? Start with short sessions and gradually increase the time as you feel more comfortable. 2. Find your groove. There are tons of different meditation styles out there. Experiment and find what resonates with you. Guided meditations can be great for beginners, while mindfulness exercises like focusing on your breath or a simple mantra can help you develop a deeper sense of presence. 3. Embrace imperfection. Remember, this isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. Your mind will wander, thoughts will pop up, that's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Think of it like training a puppy. It takes patience and consistency. 4. Make it a habit. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine. Pay attention during mundane tasks like washing dishes or taking a walk. Listen to the sounds around you, feel the sensations in your body, and savor each moment. 5. Be kind to yourself. This isn't about pushing yourself beyond your limits. If you miss a day or have a challenging session, don't beat yourself up. To start again tomorrow. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game here. Think about that time when you were driving and completely zoned out, only to realize you missed your exit. That's your mind running on autopilot. Mindfulness is like hitting the brakes and saying, hold up, I'm here now. What am I experiencing? It's about becoming more aware of your surroundings and what's happening inside your head, those little whispers that often go unnoticed. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself sitting on your porch, enjoying a warm cup of coffee on a sunny morning. The birds are chirping, the breeze is gentle, and the air smells fresh. Instead of getting lost in your to-do list or scrolling through social media, you take a moment to truly savor this experience. You notice the warmth of the mug in your hands, the aroma of the coffee filling your senses, and the sound of laughter coming from the nearby park. This is mindfulness in action. It's about bringing full attention to the present moment without judgment. So remember, you don't have to be a monk living on a mountaintop to practice mindfulness and meditation. These tools are available to anyone, anytime, anywhere. Start small, find what works for you, and embrace the journey. You might just surprise yourself with how much calmer and more in control you feel. And that's it for today's episode. Make sure to share this with a friend who could use some extra calm in their life, maybe even tag them on social media. Don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed the show. It really helps us reach more people. Until next time, stay mindful and keep this power move strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.